Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey is on the phone. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
From Black Club Chicago. And tell everybody about that, because I think people are unaware, unless they go to check it out, that there's an opportunity to help support independent journalism in our city.
Well, thanks. Sure. Black Club Chicago, we are a neighborhood news site covering all the neighborhoods of Chicago. We are a nonprofit site, which is sort of a wave sweeping the country, they're owned by the community. They're supported by donors as well as individual subscribers. So you can go to our site at blackclubchicago.org. Check us out if you're into it. There's subscriptions there. Pretty good deal. You can use the coupon code WGN to even get a better deal. So, it's a great site. We're just trying to keep local news alive as more and more, unfortunately, newsrooms around the city, around the country get scaled back. We're trying to grow and keep local news flowing.
I love that, because it is stories that you wouldn't otherwise hear about because there's just not time in the big news cycles. But I love this restoration of this Orthodox cathedral that you guys are covering. Tell everybody about that, because it's pretty cool.
Right. This is lots of interesting factors about this. This is the Holy Trinity Orthodox Cathedral in the Ukrainian Village neighborhood, 1121 North Levitt. The first thing probably most notable is that Louis Sullivan designed this. He's known much more for his downtown buildings and storefronts and his ornate metalwork, but he also did this Orthodox cathedral in the Ukrainian village. It's been it's over 100 years old, and it's needed a little bit of help in recent years. It was getting a little crumbling on the outside. It was structurally fine, thank you very much, Sullivan would say, but they needed some work. So they've just at the final stages of a big exterior renovation. They're fixing all the stucco on the exterior. They've repaired some of the metalwork, some of the new windows. So it's getting a whole new fresh look.
I love that, because I think there's so many cathedrals that are crumbling and there's no money to fix them. And I think we lose the identity of so many neighborhoods that were built around those cathedrals. I was really blown away when I saw those Amazon lockers in a park. I thought, what are they doing in a park? And why are they partially on a bike path? This is something that you're covering that I think is really important that people know, because it could happen in their park.
Right. This popped up a couple weeks ago where these blue Amazon storage lockers, you see them throughout the area. They're designed for people that can't get their Amazon packages at home, or they're afraid of theft, or they live in large buildings where it's not that easy. So they put these out there. You can pick up your package there. But the Chicago Park District entered a contract with Amazon to allow these into public parks, and it went downhill when a couple of them got put right on bike paths. They're pretty large, so people were having trouble getting their strollers around them, and it was just some of these parks. I checked out a few of them, and one of them was really small on the northwest side, and it's it really dominated the park to some degree. So Amazon has been pulling some of these, especially the ones that were blocking paths. They say they're reviewing, the park district's going to review all the other locations. But, we thought it was interesting to figure out, okay, how much exactly is the park district getting for doing this? Because if they're getting a lot of heat, wondering how much cash they can offset this damage control here. But some would say it's not a lot of money. We found out they get anywhere between $50 a month for each one, up to about $125 for one of the rigged. Really
you have to be kidding me. We're talking about Amazon. What did they make? $626 billion last year, and they're paying $50 a month to put storage lockers in a Chicago park?
Right. And the critics of it say, listen, this hardly justifies, putting branding into our parks. We've got small businesses that would love to, set up in our local parks that are from Chicago, and they would never be able to do that. So, why does Amazon get to come in there and plop down a big old ad right in the park. So the max they could make would be about $137,000 for the entire year for all 102 parks that are supposed to get these lockers.
All right, I'll take over those negotiations. I'll get more money for the city and for the park district, because out in the burbs, most of them are in gas stations or grocery stores. The third story that you've got, this is Seamus Toomey, by the way. He is from Block Club Chicago, just updating us on some of the neighborhood stories here on 720 WGN. Next one is about what's going on in Bronzeville. This is kind of exciting, right?
Right. This is, the city earlier this week announced a series of projects around the south and west side. It's part of the ongoing program called Invest Southwest, where the city gives either some land or some money or a combination of both to get some projects moving there. The goal here of this one, it's called the Legacy District, because they're really trying to create some generational wealth in the Bronzeville Grand Boulevard neighborhood. So this project's at 47th Street and Vincennes. They're going to build this really gorgeous looking housing retail project. It's going to have a rooftop farm and rooftop gardens. It's going to have a bunch of couple dozen homes that people are going to be affordable and get people in there. And like I said, try to build some generational wealth where people can buy their own homes. It's called the Legacy District. It's about a $20 million project. It's going on city land, but it will be turned over to private developers. And it's, like I said, it's just one of several that the city announced this week in different parts, trying to really just build up some vacant corners and not just fix, that corner, but attract more people to that district so other businesses move in there and really give it a boost.
Well, thank you for bringing us up to date on what's happening in all the Chicago neighborhoods. I appreciate it. It's Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.